Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
You are about to hear the most interesting, informative, thought-provoking, opinion-leading, and funny show in America, on air and on the World Wide Web. This is The Rob Carson Show.
And by the grace of God, it is finally Friday. Bottom of the hour, Peter Schweitzer is going to be joining us to talk about his latest book, and I'm going to ask him, do you believe, as I believe, and I know I'm right, that Joe Biden's presidency is the quid pro quo? You look at all of the things that Joe Biden and his family did. We had the Capitol Hill hearings earlier this week where Tony Bobulinski shared all the massive amount of money that the Biden family has made selling influence. We look at the policies that are directly helping China. For instance, did you know that our energy secretary met with the communist Chinese literally before Joe Biden released 1 million barrels from our strategic oil reserve to be sold to communist China? Do you realize that she also met with the communist Chinese as the communist Chinese are building electric car plants in Mexico that Donald Trump says he will put 100% tariff on all those cars because otherwise there will be a bloodbath in the automotive industry? Yeah. So this administration is the quid pro quo, is the payback for Joe Biden and all of the millions of dollars he's gotten from our enemies. It should be very obvious to you. Shut down the Keystone XL pipeline. Make the government announce all the fleet of vehicles in the federal government will be electric, even though there are no such thing as electric MRAP vehicles. There are no electric dump trucks. There are no electric tractor trailers that are worth a crap. And then all this nonsense about solar panels and windmills that I call bird salad shooters. And then the Chinese spy balloon. And then the, right now you've got military drills off Taiwan. They're going to try and take Taiwan. Who the hell knows what is going to happen. But clearly, Joe Biden is bought and paid for. It should be very obvious that he is compromat. Compromat, compromat, compromat. 800-922-6680. We got much to get to. I do want to get into this. Donald Trump. Donald Trump now, apparently he's going to be able to allow Truth Social to go public. And I've already posted on Truth Social that I'm going to buy Truth Social stock. As soon as the IPO is available, I'm going to buy Truth Social stock. Because Donald Trump owns it. It's a giant middle finger to the Department of Homeland Security and other government agencies that literally controlled Twitter, still control Facebook, still control YouTube and other outlets. And he created Truth Social because people needed to hear the truth, and he needed it. And we all see how the powers that be tried to kill Parler. They've tried to kill Truth. They've been working to try and shut down all of these, Rumble. They were all created because the federal government censored the other ones, censored conservatives on those sites. So President Donald Trump could receive a windfall valued as much as $3.5 billion with shareholders of the publicly traded funding partner voting Friday on whether to merge with his Trump Media and Technology Group. And it's going to be gigantic. It's going to be gigantic. Trump would make a fortune from the pending deal, given that he would control 78.8 million shares of the newly merged company. And I'm going to buy the crap out of it, what I have. I'll have to talk to my wife about it because, you know. But I'm going to do it. Hell yeah. I'm not sure if he'll be able to use it for the obscene bail in New York City. But, you know, we'll see how that goes. Right now, the tide is turning against Letitia James and Judge Ingeron. We'll get to that in a moment. Let's go to Caroline in Lewis, Delaware, one of my favorite places. Hello there, Caroline. What's going on with you?
How are you, Rob? I'm good. I'm glad to hear from you, honey.
Well, I'd love to come up there and split a grotto pizza with you sometime.
Rob, I got a question.
Yes.
What? Biden has gone up on New York State with his first illegal immigration search started. He ousted our veterans from their homes on the street and put in illegals. My question is, he has all these homes that he's not living in. Why doesn't he put them in there?
Why doesn't who put it in there? Biden, because he doesn't give a crap about the American people and neither the Democrat Party. The Democrat Party literally is a criminal organization. The Democrat Party is a criminal organization. They don't care about the American people. They don't care. You're looking at the same government that put, for instance, in New York, people with COVID in nursing homes, knowing that it could kill them. Do you think that this government gives a crap about illegals? Did you realize that hundreds of thousands of veterans waiting for care, their care has been put off so illegals could be taken care of at VA hospitals with VA hospital money? Did you know that, Caroline?
No, but it's not right.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
My theory is he's bringing in all these people from the Mexican border. Airplanes. Well, why doesn't he pitch them in some of these great big compounds that Biden owns? He's only two or three of them. Nobody's living in. Why don't he put him in there?
Because, unfortunately, he's in charge, and he is the enemy of the people. That's why. So, Caroline, all I'm going to say is just hold on, you know, pray for our country and be resolved, okay? Have a glorious day. I do appreciate it. Before we talk about what's going on in New York City, let's play our new version of New York, New York. As 50% of New Yorkers want to leave New York City. Snake Plissken, 2026 for mayor. This is Jim Gossett on The Rob Carson Show.
Start spreading the news.
Postmaster General.
Letitia will pay. And Alvin Bragg should be disbarred by you, New York. Letitia will lose. Ingeron cannot stay. This city they have really scarred. New York, New York. Don't wanna wake up in a city that smells of weed.
You made your bed, you can lay in it.
And Venezuelan street gangs are the last thing they need.
But they got them.
Illegals can choose a luxury stay. And they don't even pay for it in old New York. Dwayne Reed's closing down. Yep. They might be leaving town.
I
feel bad for you, New York. New York.
Nice. CNN is already, and I played this yesterday, CNN is already rubbing its fingers together saying, well, here's what Donald Trump could sell because he needs to cover a bail to appeal a corrupt judgment. That's how sick and banana republic Letitia James is. She literally campaigned like a Stalinist, saying that she found the man, she would find a crime, she would make it up. And I'm telling you right now, there are millions of people who are ready to fight over this. They are not going to just lay here and watch Donald Trump's fortune be taken away from him when he has done so much for New York City. And this includes police and firefighters in New York City who are absolutely down with Donald Trump. I would love to see hundreds of firefighters and police officers out in front of Trump Tower to keep Letitia James from seizing the building. I would love to see it. Absolutely, 100%. And the more that New York City and these children in charge drive the wealth creators and the people who make a difference in New York City out of the city, the more New York City will descend into the pits of hell. But here is CNN. I want you to listen to this, and then I'll explain how ridiculous this is.
You need at least 30 days to get any of these properties sold. But the property that you alluded to, Mar-a-Lago, potentially, that could be something that could be sold quickly. I think the valuation is something in the hundreds of millions.
Whoa, hold on. Judge Ingeron said it was worth $18 million. That should be appeal worthy right there. Judge Ingeron said that a $1 billion property was worth $18 million to show you what a corrupt, I can't say it on the radio, he is.
And I think there could be a buyer for something like that.
And that would be literally, if you're talking about doing that between now and Monday, that's picking up the phone, calling someone, and then literally writing a check.
Yeah, I mean, there could be plenty of international people who want to buy.
God, I hate CNN. I mean, honestly, ridiculous with the accent on the middle syllable. Here's Jonathan Turley talking about how ridiculous this is. Jonathan Turley, Georgetown law professor, also, by the way, Democrat.
You would think that this monitoring would have been the entirety of the remedy. If the court was really concerned about whether Trump would be honest in future dealings, they could have just imposed a monitor. Instead, he imposes this ridiculous amount of penalty on Trump. He could have picked any figure, because none of us can make sense out of this. He could have said $1 trillion, and he just said
it was meant to bankrupt Donald Trump. His money is in real estate. That's not liquid. Very few people have $500 million in the bank, because it's worthless in the bank.
It's back and watches the defendant scramble to have to sell off properties in order to protect properties. And, you know, this is going to eventually have to go to some judge who's going to say enough. I mean, this really shocks the conscience. You should not have to sell off your property at fire sale prices in order just to get anyone to look at the judgment of this one judge.
Until somebody steps forward with a reasonable and constitutional approach to this, the law system in the United States of America is doomed, and it will have to be blown up and reinvented if we're going to save the country. You know, we've seen one domino fall after another. We saw the FBI. I fall from grace. 2 years ago, I wouldn't have said anything bad about the FBI. It's all about the agents in the field. They do a great job. Now I'm like, blow it up, reinvent it. Save the good people, fire the rest of them. Forget that new building they want. Screw them. They can stay in the old building, honestly. Done. Same way with the DHS. DHS, we thought, oh yeah, Department of Homeland Security, they really care about our safety after 9/11. They have done nothing. They are a Soviet agency. Restricting free speech and opening the border for an invasion. Absolutely. Here's more from Jonathan Turley.
I hope he does, because what's happening to the New York legal system is truly alarming. This was one of the premier systems in the world for businesses, and now people are fleeing New York. They see what's happening here. And, you know, this is a judge who could have resolved this. You know, he could have come up with an easy solution. You know, this is just because of Trump's portfolio being...
This is using the justice system as a political weapon. And that should result in people going to prison for life.
Real estate. It's the nature of his business. But those are fixed assets.
It is a dereliction of duty.
Trump Towers isn't going to go anywhere. He's not going to abscond with it. They could take the $100 million that he's offered and then take other agreements that he won't sell or change his interest in these fixed assets. Case. This judge has done nothing to introduce any element of fairness through this.
Yeah. Let's go to Steve in Baltimore real quick. Steve, welcome to the Rob Carson Show. You got about a minute. Go right ahead.
About a minute. I'll make it real short. There's a meeting that I go to in New York every year for the past 20 years. I have not gone since COVID. But okay. What I wanted to say, if you want the senators to vote against it, have everybody on your radio show call and say, I will never vote for an incumbent if this passes.
Okay. Well, I would like to think that'll work, Steve, but they passed this damn thing within 24 hours, about 36 hours, despite what people were doing, saying to stop it in the House. So, I, you know, we can try, Steve. I don't know if the senators are going to be less tone deaf than the House. I wouldn't hold my breath. But
well,
I do.
Be because they're elected every 6 years, but if you're not going to vote for an incumbent, they're never getting back to office.
All right, brother. Thanks for the phone call. I do appreciate it. I'm going to take a break. I got Stephen Turley's thoughts on the Democrat Party, which I say is a criminal enterprise. And honestly, it needs to either be blown up and reinvented or just fade into history. And I'm saying this to you Democrats. You should recognize this as well. Your party has been hijacked. It is not JFK's party. It is Stalin's party. Let's take a break and come back. This is The Rob Carson Show.
Y'all are about sick of this nonsense? Let's take America back. It's the Rob Carson Show.
So Leticia James is salivating, saying that she's going to take some of Donald Trump's property. You're going to set the country on fire. We'll tell you right now. People are really, really pissed about this. On Thursday yesterday, Trump lawyer Clifford Roberts sent a letter to the appellate division of the New York Supreme Court arguing that James' demand of forcing Trump to post a $464 million bond in the full amount in order to appeal is unreasonable, unjust, unconstitutional. If you don't believe me, read the Eighth Amendment. Excessive bail shall not be required, nor excessive fines imposed, nor cruel and unusual punishments inflicted. In this letter, Roberts argued that the former president would face irreparable harm if he were forced to pay the multi-$100 million bond. Well, of course, that's what it's there for. It's punitive. It would be completely illogical in the definition of an unconstitutional excessive fine and a taking to require defendants to sell properties at all, and especially in a fire sale, in order to be able to appeal a lawless Supreme Court judgment, as that would cause harm that cannot be repaired once the defendants do win, as is overwhelmingly likely on appeal. This is Jonathan Turley talking about the Democrat Party. And I do mean this, and I tweeted about it last night. The Democrat Party is a criminal enterprise. And you could say that's purely political, but honestly, Democrats, what has your party done for you? What about black Democrats in inner cities? What has your Democrat Party done for you? What has your Democrat Party done for you? They promise a lot of stuff. They say they're going to fix stuff. They never do. Social Security and Medicare are still broken. They promise, oh, yeah, this, the Green New Deal is going to fix everything. Really? Has it? Has it? The Inflation Reduction Act. Inflation is higher than ever. Democrats. Honestly, your party is a joke. I noticed the Republican clown car show or whatever was trending on Twitter today. Bullcrap. The joke is the Democrat Party.
Well, I don't know how we got to this point as the Democratic Party. This is a party that is now actively supporting censorship and blacklisting. It's a party that has supported ballot cleansing and court packing. It's a party where you've got people like former Senator McCaskill calling witnesses Putin lovers because they're appearing against the Biden administration. You have Democratic members who are saying that you are a Russian fellow traveler if you raise questions related to the Biden corruption scandal. And at some point, you have to ask, well, what have we become? I mean, well, what do we stand for? It's unrecognizable for many of us who've been lifelong Democrats. We used to stand for something. The Democratic Party is now an anti-free speech party. It is actively pursuing censorship, blacklisting, funding groups to go after even the revenue of sites that they don't like on the right. And so at the end of all of this, when you secure the election that you're fighting so hard to win, what exactly will you be at that point?
Yeah. Dr. Mary Talley Bowden was fired from her job at the Houston Methodist medical facility because she said that ivermectin worked. She used her social media accounts to express her personal opinions about the COVID-19 vaccine. She was fired. She was forced to resign. In her resignation letter, she doubled down on the efficacy of ivermectin. And guess what? The FDA has lost its war on ivermectin. They've agreed to remove all related social media content and consumer advisories on ivermectin. You know why? Because it shows a 62% lower risk of death in early treatment of COVID-19 patients. Dr. Peter McAuliffe said the same thing. He was harangued. He was harassed, and he decided to create his own company called The Wellness Company, and he's got these emergency medical kits. I have one, and you can get ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, and he has been vindicated. I knew he would. If you would like an emergency medical kit from The Wellness Company, here's where you got to go to twc.health/Carson. twc.health/Carson. The federal government lied to you, tried to destroy the reputations of great doctors who are just trying to tell the truth that could have saved lives. twc.health/Carson. It'll save you 10%. You got hydroxychloroquine. You got ivermectin. The FDA would not let you have it. They fired doctors for even suggesting it. And look what happened. It could have saved a lot of lives, and your federal government was on the wrong side of history. twc.health/Carson. Oh, vindication is so beautiful. twc.health/Carson. Peter Schweitzer is next. Do not go anywhere. It is a Friday edition of the Rob Carson Show, and thank goodness we have Peter Schweitzer on the phone with us, because certainly nobody else wants to talk to him. No, actually, everybody wants to talk to him about his new book, Blood Money, and I've been dying to talk to him since it came out, Why the Powerful Turn a Blind Eye While China Kills Americans. Hello, Peter Schweitzer. How are you today, my friend?
I'm good, Rob. Great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, now I have a complete shelf with just your books on it in my office here with me, and this is a great addition. I've been dying to ask you this question, because I have been saying for a while now that, a lot of people are questioning, what is the quid pro quo? Where's the quid pro quo for all the money? Where's the quid pro quo for all the diamonds? Where's the quid pro quo? And I say, Joe Biden's presidency is the quid pro quo. It's very obvious to me. What say you?
Yeah, it's called buying silence. Just look at the fentanyl crisis. As I lay out in the book, using leaked government documents, the government's aware of it. China is the one behind the fentanyl crisis. The Mexican drug cartels are the junior partner. China controls every level of the chain, not just the precursors coming from China that everybody knows about, the actual creation of fentanyl in China. There's 2,000 Chinese nationals that are doing that. The pill presses come from China. The money laundering is done through Chinese state-owned banks. It's a Chinese operation. Joe Biden will not raise this issue. He's even said there will be no finger-pointing towards China on this matter. So what is the connection? As I lay out in Blood Money, the Bidens in 2017, nobody disputes this, got a $5 million loan from a Chinese businessman. It was an interest-free forgivable loan that they have never repaid. This was in 2017. That businessman, as I reveal in the book, is actually business partners with a Chinese gangster named White Wolf, who set up the Sinaloa cartel in the fentanyl trade and made them the kings of fentanyl. So you have literally a one degree of separation between the first family of the United States and the fentanyl poisoning, which is now the leading cause of death for people under the age of 45. So I ask you, why does Joe Biden not want to talk about this? Because of the financial entanglements that involve his family.
$5 million, though, Peter Schweitzer, $5 million to allow 100,000 plus people to die of fentanyl. My God, what the hell? I mean, honestly, with this presidency, is it just about the money? Do they have dirt on him? Are there other people involved outside of the Biden family? Are there other people in the federal government? I want to ask you this. When it comes to all this money coming from the cartels, are there other politicians getting rich off of this? Is this why this is being allowed to happen?
Yes, there are other politicians. And the thing to keep in mind for the Bidens, it's not just the $5 million. It's the political reputational damage if they were to acknowledge or to even go in this direction. There's no question that China has leverage over the Bidens beyond that $5 million. The Chinese call it elite capture, and it's about getting leverage on our leaders. So if you look at the other side across the aisle at Mitch McConnell, the leader of the Republicans in the Senate, his family actually does have, unlike the Bidens, sort of a legitimate business that relates to China. They own a shipping company, his wife's family does, called Foremost Shipping. The problem is they are totally dependent upon the good graces for that business to work. Most of their products, they're shipping goods out of China. They have big contracts with Chinese, state-owned firms. Chinese shipyards built most of their ships, financed those construction. So the problem is, for a guy like Mitch McConnell, is if he were to say or do something, you know, really call out China on fentanyl or on the other things they're engaged in or on the whole COVID situation, they could destroy, China could destroy the family's business overnight. That's leverage, that's power, that's elite capture, that's what they want. And so, you know, in blood money, there are numerous examples of these ties. You could look at, Gavin Newsom in California and this sort of bizarre series of relationships that he's had since he was mayor with various figures who are known to be involved in Chinese organized crime and part of criminal networks that are actually involved in the international drug trade. Those are the kinds of things that keep our politicians quiet and allow China to continue to engage in this kind of behavior.
Peter Schweitzer, the author of Blood Money, his latest book, Why the Powerful Turn a Blind Eye While China Kills Americans. I think it's your best work, your biggest work ever, the most blockbuster, because it is, we face an existential threat. I know that sounds like a cliche, but it's very obvious. It's very obvious. And Marjorie Taylor Greene alluded to, following the Bobulinski testimony this week, that Joe Biden and Xi Jinping had a very close relationship, and they were well aware that Joe Biden was going to run for president. Do you suppose, and do you expose in your book, that the Chinese Communist Party was involved in getting Joe Biden into the White House? We know that the CIA and the FBI and the DOJ were all playing an instrumental role, creating Russia collusion, among other things, covering up Hunter Biden's laptop. Do you suppose that Xi Jinping helped to engineer Joe Biden's ascent into power as the president of the United States?
Well, we know that when Joe Biden was vice president of the United States, sitting vice president, and what vice president is not a logical person to seek higher office? We know that when Joe Biden was vice president, that's when China started making these deals with the Biden family. And it's important to point out that, yes, Hunter Biden is the guy that collects the funds. But in the communications, for example, the email communications on that $5 million loan I talked about earlier, the emails make clear from the Chinese perspective, they said, this is not a loan for Hunter Biden. This is a loan for the Biden family. So they have always recognized that the gateway to get influence on politicians, to get leverage on Joe Biden, was through the family. It gives Joe Biden plausible deniability. At least to some extent, where he can say, well, I didn't get any money. We know, of course, that he did receive at least $400,000 of this money. But he can say, well, I didn't take any of the money, even though his family is collecting it. And to be clear, in the eyes of the law, when it comes to bribery and corruption statutes, it doesn't matter if Joe Biden got a dime or not. The bottom line is his family members were paid, and he, I would argue, gave policy favors to those who were paying the family. That is every bit as much a crime as if he took these tens of millions of dollars personally himself. So China has courted this relationship since the day he was vice president and helped the family become wealthy. And the family gave China absolutely nothing in return in a real business manner. All the return on the Chinese investment has been in the policies that Joe Biden has carried out.
And it started off with the suspending of the Keystone XL pipeline, with the announcement to electrify the entire federal fleet, to send all of all of the solar panels, all of the batteries, all of that. You see the massive monopoly that China has on these industries. It was clearly a payback to China. And then you add to it not holding China responsible for the COVID virus. You add to it the Chinese spy balloon that Joe Biden allowed to hover above our most sensitive military installations. And now you see the, tens of thousands of Chinese military age males streaming across our southern border, which makes me say, Peter Schweitzer, the author of Blood Money, the Chinese have much darker intentions than we could possibly ever imagine, and I believe we need to be very concerned about China not only abusing the United States, but attempting to destroy us.
Well, yes, they have a strategy. I outline it in Blood Money. It's called disintegration warfare. That's their term, not mine. And the strategy's genius. You have to give them credit. They don't want to have a kinetic fighting war with the United States because they're going to suffer damage, too. They want to do what they can to fragment and disintegrate the United States, to cause social chaos, to affect us in a negative way domestically. And so you think about, why are all these Chinese nationals sneaking across the border illegally? Well, here's something we already know. I talk about it in the book. China has thousands of illegal marijuana growing operations taking place in the United States today. We know based on federal documents, leaked documents that I mentioned in the book, that there are 300 of them alone just in the state of Maine. And these are producing marijuana much more potent than the stuff they're selling legally. Yes. And it's oftentimes can be laced with fentanyl and with other psychedelic drugs that cause serious psychological damage. These illegal marijuana grows from California to Oklahoma to, Maine, are overwhelmingly, one sheriff, San Bernardino, California, says 95% of these are being funded by China, from mainland China, and the vast majority of them are being maintained by what? By Chinese foreign nationals that are illegally in the country. So this is just one of the things that they're doing. Are some of these coming across the border because maybe they're fleeing China and seeking a better life? Maybe. But we also know that a lot of them are tied to these criminal gangs that are joined at the hip with the CCP, that are doing the bidding of the communist government. And the communist government tolerates these criminal gangs because these criminal gangs are, quote-unquote, patriotic. They pledge allegiance to the CCP, and as long as they do so, China will back them and protect them as long as they're wreaking havoc in the West.
You know, it's across the country, I don't know about the rest of the country, but where I live in the Kansas City area, there are literally dozens of these Asian spas that are in the same strip malls as vape shops and payday loan places. And most assuredly, they are harbingers for illegal sex trafficking. I'm assuming also underage sex trafficking. Do you know of the Chinese mafia being involved in sex trafficking? Trafficking as well as the drug trade in the United States? Do you have information on that? I mean, to me, it seems fairly obvious.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, these triads or Chinese mafia networks are massively and extensively involved in all kinds of criminal activity, including smuggling these small devices called Glock switches. You attach it to a Glock handgun. It turns the Glock handgun into a fully automatic machine gun, highly illegal in the United States. They've been smuggling those into the U.S. and selling them and giving them to criminal gangs and drug dealers in America since 2018. Part of it is to sow social chaos. They are involved in sex trafficking. They are involved in extensive criminal activity. And they are linked at the highest level to the CCP. Several of these leaders of these triads sit on these consultative bodies that advise the Chinese government. So, you know, the Chinese government doesn't view them as the enemy. They view them as the friend. And they are involved in a whole range of criminal activity, including money laundering. If you look at the money laundering that the Mexican drug cartels selling fentanyl do, they're actually laundering their money through Chinese state-owned banks, and they're using Chinese students in the United States on education visas to do so. So this is a massive enterprise. It involves tens of thousands of people in the United States, and it includes a whole host of very destructive, damaging activities that make them money and undermine the United States.
Peter Schweitzer, there's a final question here. The new book is called Blood Money. I have it. I'm getting through it. It's magnificent as always. What do we do? What do we do, sir? What do we do as citizens? What do we tell our politicians? What do we have to do? Because we've got to stop this or it's over.
Yeah, well, exactly right. First thing we have to do is alert our elected officials that this stuff matters to us. I will tell you, I was up on Capitol Hill 4 weeks ago meeting with senators and congressmen. A lot of them still believe the only thing that conservative voters care about is low taxes and deregulation. No. So we've got to alert them. This stuff matters. Number two, we've got to get rid of CCP political influence in Washington.
Yes.
Why we allow these Chinese companies to hire former senators as lobbyists, throw all this money around, is absolutely absurd. So that's where this whole process has to begin.
Well, I appreciate you being on today. I know you're very busy and you're in the big demand. This book is blockbuster. What you do is so important. I hope that it's a little easier now that the DHS is not as involved in social media and censorship. I know you've been through some of that, but I wish you the very best. The book is available everywhere, and it's called Blood Money, While the Powerful Turn a Blind Eye, While China Kills Americans. Peter Schweitzer, I think you're the most important journalist in America today, and I really appreciate you being on the show once again, sir.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, take care of yourself. Let's go ahead and take a break. You are listening to The Rob Carson Show. I don't know if you've noticed lately, but things are pretty volatile in this country. A lot of people are having to come back out of retirement to work. That number's gone up 400% because we don't know which way the stock market's going to go, which way interest rates are going to go. Silver has historically been considered a safe haven asset during times of market volatility. When uncertainty rises, investors often turn to precious metals like silver to prepare wealth and hedge against economic instability. Physical silver provides you with a tangible asset that you can hold on to in your hand. CSN Mint has been providing certified U.S. Mint collectible coins and precious metals for over 20 years, and they are one of the most trusted names in tangible coin assets. Every product you purchase includes the original certificate of authenticity or is certified and graded by a third-party grader to ensure origin and purity. With CSN Mint, you can build your silver and gold coin collection with confidence. And if you're going to collect something, it might as well be money itself, right? So go to csnmint.com/newsmax. Use promo code Newsmax, and you'll get one free silver eagle over $30 in value with your purchase of $75 or more. Browse the entire catalog at csnmint.com/newsmax and find out what works for you, your budget, and your family. That's csnmint.com/newsmax and use promo code Newsmax, okay?
Do you really think that there's someone who can get 218 votes to become Speaker of the House?
I certainly hope so.
I mean, it was so hard to go the last time. You're going to go through
hard, it was hard to go the last time, but look at where we are now. They just passed a funding bill that doesn't secure our border, does nothing to stop the daily invasion. This budget funds full-term abortion. It funds DEI. It funds trans ideology on our youth as young as 12 years old. We're already in crisis. So
is this the fight you want to have in an election year?
Absolutely. It's the fight I want to have in an election year because, damn it, I want to win that House. I want to win the White House. I want to win the Senate. And I want to restore this country back to greatness again, back to safety, back to security for every single American, because right now we don't have it. That's the fault of Democrats and the Biden administration.
There you go. That is Marjorie Taylor Greene. As I've always said, sometimes the only people in the Republican Party who have balls are the people who weren't born with them. And I say to Mike Johnson, you could KMA, baby. You had your shot. This is Jim Gossett.
Speaker Mike Johnson, he caved in again. He seems to be the Democrats' friend.
Do-do-do-do-do.
Another trillion in massive debt. Mike Johnson's ouster, it's a safe bet.
I don't even care.
It's a travesty. Thrust on you and me. He's another McCarthy who will no longer be Speaker of the House, not after this deal. Mike did nothing to stop the steal. Speaker of the House, but not for very long. This massive spending is just plain wrong.
Where's my pitchfork?
Always does the Dems a favor.
And my torch.
All he ever does is fold. Hey, Mike Johnson, this crap is getting old.
Yeah, we're sick and damn tired of it.
Speaker of the House, Johnson should not be another Paul Ryan, that is he. Just like Kevin or Boehner the drunk, this budget deal, oh, how it stunk.
Mike, do us all a favor. Step down from the post today. After this deal, you can no longer stay.
Speaker of the House, all that we ask is for a man who's up to the
honestly,
task.
Yeah, Mike, all we're asking is somebody who's up to the task. And here's what we do. You know, this is the problem with the Republican Party. This is why the RNC has been taken over by Lara Trump and Donald Trump. This is why, because the American people are done with it. This is why Donald Trump is steamrolling in the polls right now. For instance, former Republican Mike Rogers' support climbed 40% in Michigan's Republican Senate primary race after voters learned he had former President Donald Trump's highly influential endorsement. Yeah. The Mitchell Research and Communications Survey conducted found that Rogers led the four-person field with 27% before respondents learned of Trump's March 14th endorsement, according to the Jewish Insider editor-in-chief Josh Kreshauer. Republican Peter Meyer, who voted to impeach Trump, came in a distant second with 7%, while Justin Amash took 6% in the first round of polling. Just 1% backed venture capitalist Sandy Pinsler, and a majority were undecided. After learning of Trump's endorsement, 67% of respondents backed Rogers, while Meyer and Amash dropped to 5%. You know why? Because people, both Republican and Democrat, are beginning to realize that Donald Trump is the only person who can change this country fundamentally back to where it was founded and get us back from the brink. People are beginning to realize it. That's why he's such a big target for the deep state. Let's take a break and come back. This is the Rob Carson Show. Hey guys, it's Carson. You know, everybody knows the next medical crisis just around the corner. Whether it comes in the form of a pandemic or something more mundane like a tick bite, you and your family need to be prepared. That's where the Wellness Company comes in. The Wellness Company and their doctors are medical professionals that you can trust, and their new medical emergency kits are the gold standard when it comes to keeping you safe and healthy. Be ready for anything. This medical emergency kit contains an assortment of life-saving medications, including ivermectin and Z-Pak. From anthrax to tick bites to COVID, even a bioweapon like a plague, the Wellness Company medical emergency kit is exactly what you need to have on hand to be prepared. Rest assured knowing that you have emergency antibiotics, antivirals, antiparasitics on hand to make sure you and your family are safe from whatever the globalists throw at us next. Go to www.twc.health/Carson. Again, twc.health/Carson today and order. That's twc.health/Carson and use the promo code Carson to save 10%.
Web. This is the Rob Carson Show.
It is the Rob Carson Show, and by the grace of God, it is finally Friday. I hope you're having a good week. Been a busy week. By the way, if you get a chance to, my TV show, which is called Rob Carson's What in the World, is on Newsmax this weekend. If you get the chance, become a Newsmax Plus member. Just go to NewsmaxPlusPLUS.com, and it's $5 a month. And, you know, conservative content providers were always, getting pressured to advertise and whatnot. And Newsmax now has a streaming service that you can sign up for. You still got it on your cable, all right? So you got $3.49 on DirecTV and all that stuff. But if you want access to all of the great personalities, including then you could just go to NewsmaxPLUS.com. I got to tell you, I think it's worth every darn penny of it. I get to go immediately after, like, for instance, Rob Schmidt's show or Chris Salcedo's show or Carl Higbee's show or, you know, any one of the myriad of personalities. Immediately, you can go there after the show if you missed it and watch it. All right, so on your cell phone or whatever, it was very good for me because, like, for instance, we got DirecTV in the living room, right? And then we got DirecTV in the basement. And I don't want to pay for another DirecTV in the kitchen when I'm making dinner because I do all the cooking. So what do? I watch Rob Schmidt on my phone on Newsmax Plus. There you go. It's kind of nice. Or when I'm in my car, I don't watch it. I listen to it. by interfacing my phone, you know, hooking with the Bluetooth and listening to whatever show. Maybe it's Eric Schmidt or Eric Bowling, Eric Schmidt. I was thinking of the senator. But Eric Bowling show, a lot of times when I'm going to the gym, I will stream a Newsmax show live in my earballs. There you go. So NewsmaxPlus.com. And my show, Rob Carson's What in the World, this weekend is it's very bloodbathy. I'll just put it that way. It's very bloodbathy. So I think you'll enjoy it. I really do. I think you'll enjoy it. NewsmaxPlus.com. Very bloodbathy. That's what I'll say. So in the absence of good news, sometimes, you know, we have good news and we have bad news. And a lot of times we have very bad news, like what's happening at the southern border that I'm going to get to in a second here. I've been very busy today. We had Peter Schweitzer on today. We've got a lot of other things on the show today. But we are going to get what's going at the southern border, which is an illegal military invasion. Why do I say that? Because they attacked our National Guard in Texas. It is a military invasion. We need to do something about it. All right? And if our federal government is going to do something about it, we need to do something about it. All right? President Joe Biden's average approval rating well below the historic threshold for an incumbent to win a re-election, meaning that he sucks and he's the worst president ever. Yeah, that's what it means. He's the worst president ever. He's the worst president in our lifetimes. I was just a kid in elementary school when Jimmy Carter was the president. I remember how terrible his presidency was. And he did the same thing, except for while he was really screwing up the economy. And it was crazy. My father, he worked in the petroleum industry, and he worked for National Cooperative Refinery Association. And they still got the same tank facilities and all that around the country and everything. And what they are is these tank farms in different cities. Like if you see the big white storage tanks for gas, a lot of them, they Williams Brothers Pipeline, other these pipelines own these places, and that's where the tractor trailers go to take gas to gas stations around the area of your city. It's pipeline to there, and then they transport with tractor trailers, right? And my dad, when Jimmy Carter was the president, we were completely dependent on foreign oil, particularly from the Middle East, and the OPEC would just crank down the spigot, and we would come begging to them, and they would drive the price up, down, whatever, and there was a major gas shortage. There were gas lines at gas stations, and everybody was, and this was maybe when the whole global warming nonsense came about, and they said, oh, we're running out of gas, we got to come up with electric cars and all that. My dad told me, and he was right, those tanks were full. Those tanks were full. He would say, Rob, there is plenty of gas. We just can't distribute it. We have restrictions on us. We cannot do it. I don't know if this is government related. I don't know what the hell was. But the gas shortages and the gas lines in the 1970s never needed to happen. Jimmy Carter also ushered in the radical Islam that started in Iran and spread throughout the Middle East. Jimmy Carter did it because, you know, he was a happy little peanut farmer and everybody thought that he had good intentions. He was real sweet. He was also a complete ignoramus, an absolute complete ignoramus, give peace a chance, libtard. I'll just say it that way. And until now, he's been the worst president in our memory. But Joe Biden has made, I mean, dear God, he look what he's done to the country. Look what Joe Biden has done to our country. Look what he's done to our economy. Look what he's done. He's opened the southern border. I'm not going to go through the litany of it. You experience it every day. We right now are on the brink of a new American revolution. People are so angry. They want this government, this iteration of the government, overturned peacefully. And they want the bastards in Washington, D.C. ridden out of town on a rail. That's it. Black, white, no matter what your color. We're done with this crap. And we've noticed in the last 3 years that now we really get that Washington, D.C. really doesn't care about us at all. And today, that budget that we weren't even given 30 hours to read, 1,200 pages, where everything that we've been against has just been given a thumbs up, and Republicans went with it too, including Speaker Mike Johnson, and all it did was rub our faces in the mess that Washington, D.C. has created. It is I mean, you know, I like to say it's the straw that broke the camel's back, but honestly, it's the bulldozer and the steamroller that's crushing the camel's bones into powder at this point. It is frustrating. It is angering. We sit here and we watch our country get destroyed. We see what in New York City go to hell in a handbasket. We see San Francisco, and I don't even care. That's the Democrats' fault. Same way with New York City, unfortunately. But a lot of people are suffering because we've never seen anything like this in our lifetimes. We've never seen the descent of our country into hell like has been ushered in with this jackweed in the White House. And everybody knows it, and now everybody knows he shouldn't be there because the federal government was involved in getting him installed as the president. And by the way, Democrats, you haven't had a choice for president in years. You didn't have a choice in 2016, you did not have a choice in 2020, and you will not and do not have a choice in 2024, despite the fact that over 70% of you know that Joe Biden's brain does not work, he is not fit to be the president, and a good share of you know that he sucks. So there you go. And now we know he's completely compromised and corrupt. As is our media. Our media is Soviet. Our media is attempting to cover up the absurdity that Joe Biden is not corrupt. I did the podcast yesterday on the show. It was the opening monologue. And I said, I called it the absurdity of Biden corruption denial. The absurdity of Biden corruption denial. And it is absurd at this point. Thousands of pages of documents, millions of dollars through LLCs coming from our country's worst enemies. Joe Biden said he didn't meet with anybody, but he met with everybody. He's the big guy. We have the laptops. The CIA tried to cover up the laptops. We know that the CIA literally blocked investigation of Hunter Biden's sugar brother, Kevin Morris, from being interviewed by federal investigators during the first son's five-year tax probe. And by the way, this sugar brother, Kevin Morris, no millionaire, just suddenly sees a guy and says, oh, he's coke-addled. I feel sorry for him. I'm going to pay off his tax debt of a couple million dollars. I'm going to fly him around on a private jet. There is a quid pro quo somewhere, and Kevin Morris is getting his money from somewhere. That could be from China. That could be from our federal government, for all we know. But we know that our federal government is beyond corrupt. It is absurd to think otherwise. It is completely laughable at this point to deny, A, Joe Biden's dementia, and B, Joe Biden's abject corruption. I'll just add a C, the abject treasonous behavior of many of the departments of our federal government to the detriment of the American people. It's all absurd to think otherwise, and if you're still watching NBC, ABC, CBS, NBC, you're a fool. I feel better now. Let's go to Bob in Chestertown, Maryland, I believe. Hello there, Bob. Welcome to the Rob Carson Show. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Rob, glad to talk to you today.
Yes, sir.
I guess we're really of similar mind. When did all this corruption begin?
Well, you know, I have a feeling where you're going to go, but go ahead.
I'm going to go back a ways, you know.
Yes.
One thing that infuriated me during the Clinton era was they're talking about the Chinese sleeping in the Lincoln bedroom. What?
Yes. Yes.
What do we need anybody, any foreigner sleeping in the Lincoln bedroom?
Mm-hmm.
But there's, how about Bush Senior and his 1,000 points of light? You know, what is he talking about? That was a global thing that he wanted to have happen. Why did Nixon actually establish relations with China in the first place? How far back does this go, Rob?
I don't even know where to start. I know that an official oligarchy started to happen when the Clintons left office. They became oligarchs. I know that the Obamas are an oligarchy. The Bushes as well. I could also say, but more so with the Clintons and the Obamas because they never produced anything. They were just selling influence. And Joe Biden is the third rendition of the oligarchy of political influence commanding the American economy and the American government. So, yeah, obviously it's been happening for a while. You recall, by the way, Bob, that the Barack Obama, the first Christmas, there was a Mao ornament on the Christmas tree. And everybody went, why in the hell would be there a Mao Christmas ornament? And it was Barack Obama's winking and nod to communist China that they were in. I absolutely believe that. Nobody would put Hitler as an ornament on a Christmas tree in the White House. Why would they put a murderous dictator on a Christmas ornament in the White House? You know?
Yeah.
Why would Barack Obama go from being a state senator to a national senator and then become a presidential candidate before he did anything? Why would Barack Obama have two autobiographies about himself before he did anything? Duh. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
It should be fairly obvious.
He changed his name a few times, and he had a pretty strange past. I don't know.
Yeah.
Why? Why did the Democrats...
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, why did the Democrats bring kind of a nobody up to be president in such a short amount of time?
Well, exactly. You know, Manchurian candidate. Ta-da! Thanks for the call, Bob. Thanks for the call, bro. I do appreciate it. Let's go to Bianca in Baltimore. Hello, Bianca. How are you?
Oh, hi. It's Blanca.
Blanca. Sorry. I didn't have my reading glasses on. Go ahead, Blanca. Go ahead.
Wanted to share with you that if any citizens are looking to replace their Social Security card, that to be prepared.
Okay. Why?
Yesterday, an individual went, and I went with the person because they weren't quite sure how to replace a Social Security card. I said, "Oh, just go to the local office," and the person, you know, had to fill out an application. Okay, great. And the person took the application and said, "Are you a citizen?" "Yes." "Okay. Do you have a naturalization paper?" "Yes, it's right here." "Okay. Sir, you're not showing to be a citizen."
"What?"
And so we said, "Okay, this application can't be processed." Got on the phone right away. I said, "This is your congressperson. It's Infume. So here's the number. You need to call. Find out what's going on." Oh, they said, Infume's office said, we're aware of this. This is a widespread issue. We are going to have the district director look into it. I said, what? I said, what do you mean it's a widespread? It's like, this is something that happens a lot. Sometimes the records on the federal don't match with the social. I said, well, wait a moment. I said, this person is just trying to get a Social Security replacement card, and it's showing he's not a citizen. So this is how bad it is. This is how bad it is. You have two systems. You have two entities. And the lady said in Infume's office that they use the same software, but one will show that one isn't and one is not. I said, well, how is that going to affect maybe the elections, like coming up? The person may not be able to vote.
Unbelievable, Blanca. I appreciate your phone call. I'll look into that. Kwasi Infume, he's a corruptocrat from Maryland. Would it surprise me that the federal government would hijack Social Security cards of voters? Would it surprise me to take their vote? No, not at all. Not one little bit. I'll do some investigating on it. If you've heard anything about it, please call 800-922-6680. This is the Rob Carson Show.
If the left tells you to quiet down, get louder. It's the Rob Carson Show.
So, boycott MSNBC is trending on Twitter. We're talking a lot about trending Twitter this morning. I keep it open because I pay for the blue check, whatever the hell it is. It's like $18 a month. You know why? Because I was censored for so long on Twitter. And it's nice to not be censored on Twitter. Joe Scarborough is going bananas this morning on Twitter, blaming another unhinged meltdown, blaming the open border invasion on Donald Trump. This isn't going to work because everybody knows it's Joe Biden's fault. This isn't going to work because everybody knows that this illegal evasion and all the sundry crime associated with it is Joe Biden's fault. Here's the pretty boy who's gone bananas.
If I were a Democrat running for office, I would do this. I would be carrying this around all day. Look at what the Republicans are doing to you.
It's literally a picture of the illegals overrunning the National Guard in Texas. Now, the National Guard is there because Republicans said that the state has the right to stop Biden's illegal invasion.
Look what Donald Trump's doing to you. Donald Trump said, and by the way, this is for you at home. So come to the...
Is it the New, he's holding up the New York Post.
At home camera, TJ. Thank you. God bless you. So good at this. And to think you just started last week. So I'm joking, TJ. So...
He's blaming that on Donald Trump. I mean, it's beyond cartoonish. It really is. And you know, I got to tell you, there's a new ad that Joe Biden put out. It's the bloodbath ad. And in the ad, it literally shows Nazis with Nazi flags. And I'm not going to take that. You shouldn't either. The American people have always rejected Nazism. We had hundreds of thousands of our own die defeating it. And how dare you, in this political year, equate anyone with that? Anyone associated with Donald Trump and the MAGA movement with that is so thoroughly disgusting. They've declared war on us, and we need to respond as though we are under siege. I'm not saying a physical battle. But this is getting very big and very ugly, and it's a matter of history repeating itself. This is the border in El Paso. These are National Guard troops who we support, and 26 Republican states support. Democrats have fought. And these are the illegal invaders that Biden has enabled attacking the National Guard. For Joe Scarborough to equate this as a Donald Trump problem is beyond absurd, and nobody believes it. Nobody believes it at this point. And it's not even, you know, boycott MSNBC obviously should be trending, because the thought that this is in any way, shape, or form associated with Donald Trump is ludicrous. Donald Trump had the tap on illegal immigration cranked down. Joe Biden clearly opened up the spigot and caused this. Donald Trump has said he will close down the border and he will begin the largest deportation campaign in the history of the country and the world. So... for Joe Scarborough to do this shows, as I have said, that MSNBC is not a journalistic endeavor anymore. It is not an entertainment endeavor anymore. It is purely a tool of the state, and in particularly the Democrat Party. That's why the FCC should look at MSNBC, the hate speech that they're espousing, the violence that they're espousing against the American people, particularly Donald Trump and his supporters. It is dangerous when you equate Nazism with patriotic Americans who want the border closed and the country to return to its founding. It is a Rob Carson Show, a Friday big news. The FDA loses its war on ivermectin. The reason being is, after numerous studies, there have been 101 ivermectin COVID-19 control studies that show a 62% lower risk of death in early treatment of COVID-19. And the reason why your federal government decided to censor doctors and say things like, oh, ivermectin is for horses, it's horse medicine, was because it was cheap. And because big companies like Pfizer and Moderna wouldn't make billions of dollars off of it. It's fairly obvious at this point. I've been saying it for a very long time. But you see, I couldn't say it previously because it was disinformation. It was misinformation. I also couldn't say that the virus came from the Wuhan lab in China when everybody knew it was, and even the FBI says, oh yeah, we know it's from the Wuhan lab. It is remarkable. It is remarkable what has happened. But some people have been able to rise from the ashes of the destruction that has been caused by our federal government and our medical establishment selling us down the river. One of them is, there's a great company called The Wellness Company, and many of the great doctors, like Dr. Peter McCullough, have been vindicated after being nearly destroyed And joining us on the Newsmax hotline, Dr. Hadar Safia, who is a director of functional medicine at the Wellness Company, also a double bronze Jewish Olympic medalist. Hello. How you doing today, doctor?
Good afternoon. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me here. How are you?
Good. What were the medals in, by the way? Which events were you a medalist in?
Yeah, so I did triathlon. So I did time trial cycling, and then 2 days later, I did the Olympic triathlon. 2 days later, I did a 3-kilometer open water swim. And then 2 days later, I did a half marathon, all in elevation and heat. And I won the triathlon, and then I won overall for women 35 and up, third place. So that's where the double bronze medals.
Well, I mean, anybody can do that in those easy events. My gosh, I mean, the triathlon. Oh, my God, that's amazing.
Olympic triathlon almost killed me at the end. It was so hot. I was dehydrated. I had Montezuma. It was insane.
Oh, no. What the what the what? Oh, my God. You mean you've got to be pretty tough to be able to do a triathlon, let alone win an Olympic medal. My Lord in heaven. Obviously, today the big news is that the FDA is having to relent and say that ivermectin isn't horse medicine. How is this being greeted at the Wellness Company? This has got to be good news for a lot of people who've suffered so much. Censorship, attempts to destroy reputations and whatnot. Isn't it nice to be vindicated for the people at the Wellness Company?
It's very nice. It's a big win for us. It's a big win for all holistic doctors and, of course, the Wellness Company. Of course, we have ivermectin in our medical emergency kit because back then, when we were the ones spreading supposedly misinformation, now they are actually the ones that are admitted to actually spread the misinformation because, you know, we spread the truth. We knew that ivermectin worked. It worked for many, many years, and not just for diseases like, you know, COVID, but also, you know, worms, parasites, but it's been a great medicine all around for many years. And the only reason why they really took it away was because they knew that, as you know, you guys said, Pfizer and Moderna wouldn't make their billions of dollars on vaccines because there was a better medicine that works without the bad side effects. But now we definitely want that. And it's a big, great day today.
Now, I'm also hearing some pretty remarkable and possibly promising studies with regard to, I believe it's hydroxychloroquine, with regard to cancer. What have you heard about that? Do you know anything about that yet? It's still fairly new. I'm seeing headlines about it, but it sounds like these two meds have some pretty amazing possibilities.
Yeah, I'm not too familiar with the hydroxychloroquine and cancer treatment, but I do know, you know, you always want to take care of your immune system to fight any disease. And if your immune system is strong and if you don't take the COVID vaccine, which unfortunately leads to turbo cancers, as we are seeing today, yes, left and right, rising all over the world. By the way, I just saw the Princess of England was diagnosed with cancer literally just now. You know how she was kind of off the news and people were asking what was going on. I literally just saw on Epoch Times that she was also diagnosed with cancer. I'm not sure exactly where and what cancer. I haven't read much yet
about it.
You know, people who have taken the vaccines, and I've had friends who died because of turbo cancers right after the vaccines, it is definitely more prevalent now than ever before. So definitely got to look into hydroxychloroquine as that for treatment as well, for sure.
Well, I'm going to tell you that I know several people who have who got the vaccine and had cancer either return or died very quickly of cancer.
Exactly.
I don't know if they're, but I am concerned about it. I'll tell you this: my son has a good friend. He's 24 years old. He lives in Colorado. He moved to Colorado because he wanted to spend his life hiking mountains. And he got the vaccine, and now he has a cardiovascular issue that would prevent that from being coming to fruition. And I said, I didn't say anything because, you know, they're saying it's long COVID. And I'm like, okay, well, what's long COVID? And then I hear these lists, this laundry list of everything that long COVID can do. And people who are completely down with the government, they say the government told the truth about everything. They don't want to listen to it. But I know that the Wellness Company and Dr. Peter McAuliffe has treatments for this possible vaccine toxicity. And it's just a matter of cutting through the people who believe fully that, oh, yeah, the vaccine's great and what the government told us was right. But when I see a young man 24 years old being told, oh, he's got long COVID, he may never be able to hike again. It's heartbreaking for me, doctor.
It's very heartbreaking to hear all these diagnoses about a lot of people getting heart disease and myocarditis and all these diseases and inflammation in their bodies that are now debilitating to them, and they can't do what they used to do. And I'm sorry to hear that. And long COVID is really not a joke. I mean, whether you, if you've received the vaccine, you know, your spike protein in your body is multiplying every minute, so much of it, right? Billions of it is floating around in your organs and your cells and multiplying. And that's what can lead to inflammation, to chronic, you know, diseases, to autoimmune disorders, to heart disease, to brain fog, to fatigue. You know, everyone manifests in different symptoms, and everyone has it in different symptoms, but it really does make it worse. And Dr. McCullough came out with a spike support that we have that is excellent, which also includes the natokinase and then bromelain and turmeric, which are key ingredients to really help not only break the spike protein in your body, but also helps reduce inflammation with the other synergistic herbs and ingredients in those formulas. So it's really crucial that anyone who did get the vaccine and who even didn't because of shedding, that they would take that spike support and, you know, detox regularly with certain protocols that we have to help your immune, to help their immune system, to help break down the spike protein and help, you know, fight inflammation. Crucial.
I think that is very important. I got to tell you, doctor, I've got my emergency medical kit. I've got my travel kit. I've got a couple of it. I was not aware of this. Now, this is good to know that you have a treatment. If you are concerned, you know, some people are going to say, that's not. It's long COVID, something completely different. And some people are also saying, you know what? We haven't been told the truth about the vaccine. And I know that Dr. McCullough has a protocol if you are experiencing vaccine issues. So that's really good to know. That is really, really good to know. I want to ask you something, and since you're a doctor and you're an athlete, and this is not related to COVID at all, but I heard the other day, and I love your thought on it. See, I'm in my upper 50s. I'm very active. I've gone through kind of a renaissance in my physical health. I'm stronger than I was in my 30s. I feel amazing. I'm doing it without testosterone. And this doctor said, as you age, you know, a lot of times we expect to get to 78, which is the average age, or older, but a lot of the times those last decade or even two decades are spent in ill health. And she said the best thing you can do, other than, you know, the obvious, eat healthy, is resistance training. All right? Meaning, your muscles, using your muscles to lift your own weight, experience resistance, like, you know, could be weights, could be, you know, using your own weight, dips on chairs and whatnot. But that's really not necessarily just the cardiovascular, but also the weight training, the use of your muscles is incredibly important. And what do you know about that? I mean, you're an athlete. You know this.
100%. Excellent. I love resistance training and weightlifting. I think it's such a key ingredient for everyone's health, especially as we grow older, because strength training will also help bone strength, right? It will help protect your bones. It will help protect your organs. It will help protect everything. Strength training is key for, you know, not just longevity, but also you want to be strong. So if you have falls, and unfortunately, as we get older, we see the elderly, you know, falling and breaking a hip, and that's what takes them down a spiral road of getting sicker and, you know, from there on bedridden and whatnot. So strength training is crucial for your bones, for your longevity, for health, for, of course, how you look, right? It's nice to look strong and lean. And I love combining, you know, 3 to 4 times lifting along with my swimming, cycling, and running, which I do on a regular basis, on a daily basis. Like today I ran sprints and I lifted weights. And I think it's so, so, so important to do that, men and women alike, at any age, especially as we grow older.
I got to tell you, I'm very interested in the spike support that you just told me about. I'm going to get this, and I'm going to suggest it for my son's friend, because I just can't imagine him living the rest of his life like this if there's something that could possibly be done about it. I really appreciate you coming on the show today and sharing your knowledge with us today. And I'm really happy that Dr. McAuliffe and others are finally being vindicated for what they had to go through with regard to COVID and the lies that the federal government did. And I'm glad that you took the time to be with us today. Between exercise sessions, apparently. What
exactly.
You're doing there. Unbelievable.
I meetings and shows. Thank you so much for having me, too.
Running 10 miles before lunch and then, you know, lifting a bench pressing a Toyota before dinner and all of that. Doctor, I appreciate it. Where can people find you on social media? Where can people find you?
Yeah, I'm on Instagram as dr.hadarsophia. So it's dr.hadarsophia. I'm also on Twitter as HadarDR. And, of course, twc.health/Hadar. And that's, you can find my website there and twc.health in general. And, by the way, if your family member or friend, if they need help with their health issues and what they've suffered from vaccine injury, definitely reach out to TWC. We can help and definitely get them on that spike support trio detox that can really, really help, hopefully.
I really, really appreciate that. It's so good to know. Thank you so much. Have a glorious weekend.
Thank you. Right, you as well. Good. Thank you so much.
Right. Yeah. It's heartbreaking for me. And, you know, I my son's with us today and I did the house. And there are a lot of young people who just kind of trusted the government to take care of them. And honestly, when you look at all of the things that our federal government covered up, and we weren't able to even talk about them. And I'm not saying I'm completely anti-vax, but I'm going to tell you, after a while, when you realize how much lying was told, and you find out how much money was made and how much money changed hands during all of this, it has shaken my belief in everything that comes from our federal government. I don't know, honestly, I don't know who to trust, but I'm really, really glad that that something is finally coming out. I'm just going to tell you. All right, I was, let me think what I'm going to do here, because it's about 2 minutes left of the break here. Oh, nah, I don't want to do that. You know what? I'm not going to do any more serious. Not today. I can't take any more serious today. Can you take any more serious today? Maybe we should just do something fun. We'll do something fun. How about this? Brandon Johnson is really upset. He's the mayor of Chicago. He's the worst mayor of Chicago, even worse than the last one, Lori Lightfoot. And apparently they tried to push through an $100 million revenue builder to combat homelessness in the city while taking care of illegals and giving them hotel rooms and tents and all that stuff and stepping over black people and stuff. And so voters rejected the tax proposal by 7%. And he's really mad about it. And guess who he blamed? Trump supporters.
Also not lost on me. I think there were 38,000 Republicans that showed up and voted for Donald Trump or something like that in Chicago. So, since if we're trying to draw some conclusions and you all want some other, analytics you might want to discover, that might be something to look into, because there's a good chance that played a part in this referendum.
No. You cannot win anything in Chicago with Trump supporters. It's not possible. They're overwhelmingly outvoted. As far as Republicans, you know who voted this down? The people who you've run over. The people you've shown that you don't care about your own homeless population. And now you want to cover your own butt with a giant tax proposal. And they're saying, hell no.
So the same people who want to see Donald Trump become president. Sometimes I do feel like he wants my job, but
yeah, well, if somebody needs to take your job, I believe that Trump voters voted down this tax proposal like I believe that Trump supporters attacked Jussie Smollett. Yeah, let's take a break and come back. This is the Rob Carson Show. KG, you haven't heard this. It's gonna really tick you off. This is a Venezuelan TikToker. Now, in Venezuela, Hugo Chavez took over the country and drove it into the pits of hell. There was a point where in Caracas, the favorite restaurant of the people, literally, I'm not joking, was the zoo. People would go to the zoo and kill animals to eat them. That's what socialism does. Well, this TikTok influencer who invaded America, he's an illegal alien from Venezuela, Leonel Moreno, says that you should appropriate American property if nobody lives there, just like Hugo Chavez did private property in Venezuela.
Mi gente!
My people, I have thought about invading a house in the United States because I learned there's a law that says if a house is not inhabited, we can expropriate it. I think that will be my next business. Invade abandoned houses.
Yeah, well, you know what? That ain't going to happen because Donald Trump's going to be the president and your arse is going back to Venezuela. There you go. Now, you know, it's fairly obvious when you can tell somebody who moved into your house like a squatter and stolen your house. What you may not know is that somebody might have already done it. Somebody might have already forged a signature on your home deed. Somebody might have actually taken out a home equity line of credit on your home. You won't find out about it until you try to sell it. And then you go, oh, I was going to retire on that. But unfortunately, now I don't have the money to take this to court. Just like that woman in New York, the guy moved into the house and she got arrested. Well, if you are concerned about your home ownership, a lot of the times older people are taken advantage of, you can find out if somebody is messing with your home title by getting a membership at Home Title Lock. You can find out for free by using my promo code Carson at sign up. You'll get a free comprehensive scan of your home's title, 30 days of legendary home title lock protection, meaning that you'll have this, so you'll immediately be alerted if somebody's trying to steal your home from you. So what you got to do is go to HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Carson, okay? HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Carson. That's what you got to do for Home Title Lock protection, all right? You know, I don't have time to do a, well, I can do this. I don't know if I really have time. I don't have time to do anything else, to be quite honest. I'm right up against the clock here. I got about another minute on the show. So I'm not going to try to introduce a topic. I'm not going to try to play a piece of satire. What I will do is tell you to check out the podcast today because Dr. Peter Schweitzer was on. I think you're going to find the interview fantastic. I think you're going to have questions that were not asked. If you've seen, Peter Schweitzer's been everywhere, right? But there's only one, Rob Carson, asking the questions that I have. And I think you're really going to enjoy it. It was the second hour of the show today. We take the show and we put it into two segments and we put it up after the show. So go to your normal podcast platforms, look up Rob Carson Show, or just ask Alexa to play the Rob Carson Show, okay? But I think today's show is very, very important and very, very good, as well as the rest of the week if you didn't catch it all. Let's take a break and come back. This, my friends, is the Rob Carson Show. That's going to do it for the show, guys. Hang in there. We're going to win this. There are a lot of trials and tribulations in the meantime. Have a glorious weekend with your families. God bless America. God bless Israel. God bless you guys. And I'll see you Monday. In the meantime, don't catch the stupid.